Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Thursday, May 16th, 2024. Indiana baseball scored just two runs in its third consecutive game on Thursday afternoon before exploding for 11 runs in a nightcap that they ran away with to start the Michigan series with a doubleheader split. In the second game, Julian Tungini pitched four innings, striking out eight Wolverines. Brock Tibbetts got on base four times, including two hits and driving in a run. The media met with Tungini, Tibbetts, and head coach Jeff Mercer following the doubleheader. Julian, eight strikeouts today. Obviously, you were doing real well in the zone, keeping them at bay. What was working for you today?
Getting ahead with the curveball early in counts, and then putting hitters away with the slider. And then later on, as the innings progressed, just making the adjustment to the fastball and, you know, giving hitters a different look.
Brock, offense struggled a little bit in the first game, came around at the beginning of the second game. What was different for you guys?
I mean, didn't really change a whole lot. Just kind of stuck with what we know what to do, and, you know, just sticking with our plan, sticking with our approach. And, you know, sometimes ball falls, sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, just sticking with what we do as well, and, you know, just having competitive at bats one through nine.
How are you feeling now that you've been back in? You've been playing games. You've been at first base.
Yeah, I'm feeling great. You know, it's great to be back. While I was gone, team was playing really well, so just getting back in there, it's just kind of trying to keep the train rolling.
What did you do to try to get your rhythm back when you weren't playing?
I mean, it was just, took a lot mentally. You know, it's obviously different being on the sidelines versus on the field. Just kind of staying locked in mentally as if I were playing, and, you know, just kind of watching the game, seeing what's going on. And, you know, then once I do come back and, you know, I was able to kind of ramp back up a little bit, you know, just getting as close to game ready as possible so that, you know, when the time came and I was able to play, you know, it was like a nervous game.
You guys both obviously clinched a berth in the Big Ten tournament next week. What are you guys thinking about, you know, about next week and what you guys are doing to prepare for that?
Yeah, not much changes. You know, you just try and play one game at a time and play as good as you can, and hopefully come out winning each game. But, you know, not changing the approach, just sticking to the same approach and taking one day at a time.
Can you talk about the way you guys have pitched? Maybe a question for both of you guys. Start with you, Julian, first. Just the way, not only you, but the way you guys are pitching down the stretch, which is crucial heading in, obviously, to a Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, I'd say the biggest adjustment we've made is being in the zone more. And a lot of us have some really good stuff, so if we just fill it up in the zone as often as we can and just attack hitters, like, we've been having success. So just continuing to stick to that plan, attacking guys, executing our pitches in zones and counts, and just having fun doing it.
And Brock, yeah, from your perspective.
Yeah, I mean, from an offensive side, you know, you see, you know, these guys go out here and, you know, they're battling every pitch, they're battling every inning, and, you know, they've been keeping it, you know, under, you know, six runs or less. You know, it's kind of what we strive to do. And, you know, when they put us in that position, we think that we're in, you know, any ball game, you know, we're able to win. So, you know, them keeping it close for us has allowed us to be able to have some of these late comebacks like we've had. So, I mean, it's been huge, what we've been getting on the mound.
Saturday is, you know, you guys are recognizing the group of seniors and kind of last game at Bart Coffinfield for this season. Can you just talk about that senior group and what it's been to be a part of a team with them?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I mean, you know, coming in and playing as a freshman, I think those older guys are really kind of what helps, you know, guys like me, Josh, Carter, all kind of get acclimated quickly and, you know, just kind of being able to keep that going year to year. So, I mean, just those seniors and all the older guys have really been a huge part of the program and really have helped to, you know, kind of be able to build what we've built over the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, like Brock said, it's just a whole lot of glue guys, you know, just guys that keep the culture, and coming in as a transfer, it was almost like, it was pretty easy to fit in with the rest of the group of guys, and the seniors just mean a whole lot to this team. And, you know, they keep the culture, so this was a huge game.
What's the key, not only for Saturday, but for the Big Ten tournament, for you guys to make your move?
I mean, really not thinking ahead, you know, just taking it one game at a time, because, you know, you can't win the second game before you win the first game. So, I mean, really just taking it one game at a time, staying within ourselves, and, you know, just playing Indiana baseball.
Yeah, I mean, just like Brock said, just one pitch at a time. just control what we can control. Mercer talked about before the game, just control today and control tomorrow when it's tomorrow.
Coach, obviously kind of two different games, two different stories, hit the ball really well in the second game, but you're going to kind of see the type of pitching that you saw in that first game next week. So, you know, kind of how do you kind of pivot and get and try to be able to break through that next week?
Well, you're right. The last couple of games here, we haven't been as good offensively, and, you know, you just have to be really dutiful. You know, I think sometimes we get in between just finishing at bats and you know, your pitch selection is not just balls and strikes. Your pitch selection is in good counts to hit the ball hard. And we had some balls that got hit really hard just up to the base of the wall. I was kind of blowing, hoping I can get a wind to blow those guys out. But, no, the big thing is that for us, when we get in trouble is when we get fastballs in late and we get weak contact with them. So the big thing you have to do with guys is you have to establish a breaking ball for a strike, and you can't fear the inside fastball. You either have to be ready for it or you have to take it. And that's something that we've not always been great at. You know, last Saturday, it was just the chase. And we didn't hit with guys in scoring position. And then on Sunday and then the first game today was just kind of well-placed fastballs and late that ended innings for us. And so we're going to have to be better at those things. And understanding that, you know, when you get an opportunity to add, you have to add. And we left guys on base this past weekend, and we left some guys on base here there today in the first game. So it's just really as simple as it is. It's establishing an off-speed pitch for a strike or making them establish it, and then it's not fearing the inside fastball. Being able to either get back on time and handle it or take it and then get back over the plate and handle a good pitch. And just knowing, you know, we're like a momentum offense, but – you know, typically when we go, we really go, and we have to be more dutiful when it's not going big time, when we're not scoring those 3, 4, 5 run innings, that we're good enough to be able to add a piece at a time. And, you know, there may be some things that I need to do better. You know, I thought about a hit and run or two earlier in the first game, and, you know, the hard part for me is when I watch us go, it's hard for me to put my hands on it because I know as soon as we go hit, it's going to open up, and it can open up at any time. And we're good enough 1-9 that it could be in an inning, right? You know, we get in that first game and Stadler leads off with a double. They're at the bottom of the lineup, and you got Oliver coming up, who's been swinging it pretty well. And then all of a sudden, we're back to the top of the lineup. We got a chance there to have a big inning, you know, so you don't want to get in the way of that. Or, you know, we lead off, you know, Joey doubles. They have a miscommunication in the outfield there in the ninth. And you got, you know, Tibbetts and Matheson and those guys coming up there in the bottom. And if you said, hey, you go lead off double and we're going to strand that guy with those guys coming up, I wouldn't have guessed, you know. So maybe it's a hit and run, maybe it's a sack bunt to move a guy over, maybe there's some of those things. But it's just, I've always been a firm believer in teaching guys how to play and then let them go play, and if they're taught well and they execute the plan, then you're typically fine. But there may be some things that we need to do, and we'll have a day or two to practice to make sure that we're ready for that stuff, maybe even for Saturday.
Can you talk about the way you guys are pitching? Seems like you've been getting solid pitching, and then obviously that's crucial heading into the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah, you know, if you all remember that time where we really struggled on the mound, and with a lot of the same guys that are pitching well right now. And so, you know, kudos to Coach Glant, you know, for staying with them and hanging in there. And those guys have really blossomed and grown up. And then the defense that we played today was outstanding. We played great defense. We made some big-time plays in that first game. Pop flies the opposite way out of the shift, and Cerny makes a great catch, and Josh makes a great catch, and Tibby at first base to save us several runs. You know, so we talked about that as a group. Collectively, you've got to be able to pitch, and you've got to be able to, you know, take care of the ball if you're going to win late in the season. We've done that. We've done everything that you need to do to win on the mound and defensively, outside of one game where we had a few miscues defensively at Nebraska, but our pitching the last month has just been outstanding. So, you know, I feel confident in our offense that we'll get going again. And that's why I told the guys. I said, you know, we won every close game for like a month. You know, we won all those close games. It seemed like early in the season we had some tough luck and hitting into outs with guys on base, and we just couldn't break through. And then all of a sudden it broke through. And there for a month, you know, every ball we touched was a hit, and it just kind of went our way. And we won all those close games, all those big comebacks. So the last three games before today, you're in the same position with those games that you won. Baseball is a game that's going to even out, and it's going to balance out. So we're going to talk to the guys before the second game. You have to stay with it. you don't win, you don't go on a heater where you win every game for a month, essentially. And all of a sudden, like, that just carries on forever. You're going to have to be able to respond when it doesn't go your way. So I was really proud of the way that we came out in the second game and played a good game.
How about the way Julian pitched?
Golly, he was awesome. You know, the only pitch he wants back is the 0-2 where he didn't get the curveball down. And Priestkid's going to be – he's going to be a tough one to handle for the next couple of years. But he deposited into the right field wall – or left field wall. But outside of that, man, he was awesome. Julian was great. Three pitches for a strike. Fastball command was really good. He was able to get up and in, and then finish away. You could see where, you know, scouting report says, you know, sit breaking ball, and they did. They were sitting breaking ball. And then he was able to use the fastball to get ahead, and then get guys in between, and then he was able to use a breaking ball to put him away late. But execute with two strikes outside of one situation, didn't give away free bases, and used his fastball to really keep him off balance, which is typically the other way, right? We're typically using the off speed to keep him off balance, and he used his fastball really effectively. And again, Coach Klein called a really good game and was able to really get to the right spots at the right time and execute it and took care of the ball. But he did. He saved the bullpen, right? Which is a big deal going into whether we play tomorrow or Saturday. A huge deal is saving the pen, and then you got to make sure that those guys that throw the next game are lined up for the Big Ten tournament. But it's a lot easier when you have to when you have five guys to cover nine innings or four guys to cover nine innings. So you don't have to overextend, you know, Reisdorf. You don't have to overextend Vogt. You don't have to overextend ADP. So those guys can go get their two or three innings, chop it up, and make sure they're back up and ready, hopefully, for Tuesday. And if not for Tuesday, then certainly by Wednesday. And so Julian doing that really puts us in a much stronger position going into the Big Ten tournament.
Looking ahead to Saturday, what are just like a couple of things that you guys are focusing on?
Well, the guy they have going next game has their best stuff as a starter. The Bar Kid, it's almost like Vogel, right? It's like a kind of like optical illusion. He's over top, and Vogel kind of throws it back and gets ride on it. And he throws a four seam, but from the way he throws it, it acts like a sinker, which is hard. Which is why he's got a 3.5 ERA for a reason, and he's throwing Fridays for a reason. But the guy they're throwing the next game has their best stuff. He also has by far the most free bases of their starters. So he's got, I think, over a free base an inning. So the big thing for us will be is you're going to be challenged. You're going to be challenged to stay on time because it's going to be better stuff. And you're going to be challenged to not expand the zone to take the free bases. And when you get those opportunities to punch through, I think we're going to have a north wind on Saturday, which makes things, you're going to have to be a little bit more incremental, right? You're just going to have to stack those together. You're not going to get a 15-mile-an-hour wind where you hit a 96-mile-an-hour homer. So we're going to have to be really dutiful there. We're going to have to take care of the ball. You know, and wet turf is always a more difficult thing. And then we're going to have to be mindful of what we do on the mound to make sure that we're ready to go for next week as well. So I said those are about the major three things. We need to pitch well. We need to win. But at the same time, we also need to make sure that we're squared away, ready to go, because we need to go play well in the tournament, obviously.
You brought it up earlier in this last Saturday, a lot of swing and miss. It seemed very uncharacteristic for your hitters. Was he just hiding the ball really well?
The 6 o'clock, and I'm not, because it was on both sides. Nobody scored runs until like the eighth inning for both sides. So yeah, 6 o'clock start. Shadows are really tough, and it's a tough background. And they were both good, right? You have Sears, who's obviously guy's probably the Big Ten pitcher of the year. If he's not, he's in the final two. Thought the Whitgriff kid from Minnesota was also of the same caliber. And then the McConaughey kid, the slider is a plus pitch, and we talked about it before the game. And I just said, this game will be decided on if we can take his breaking ball or not. If we take it, we'll win. If we can't, we're going to lose this game. And we didn't take it. We couldn't take it. So I don't want to make excuses, but I do think it was kind of tough to see from both sides. You're seeing, I mean, it was like a 45-minute game in both games into the fifth or sixth, and then they scored runs late. We scored runs late both Friday and Saturday once the sun went down. So I would say both of those things are true. His breaking ball was also really good. And we don't – I wouldn't say we got sped up from that standpoint, but when you're playing in a super regional environment, there's 7,000 people going bonkers, and they're right on top of you. And, you know, so your heart's beating a little bit, and you want to get it done, and all of a sudden you're in a 2-1 count. And you kind of auto swing out of hand, and it's a breaking ball down. You know, Brock did that a couple times, and you get to that 2-2 count. You want to do it so bad, and you have to be really, really disciplined. And you get an outer half breaking ball, and his was just good, and we expanded. So I would say, one, the shadows were a little tougher. Two, we weren't as composed as we typically are, and expanded the zone. And when you do that, it's a pretty tough recipe for success. But then again, you know, you look at the first game today. Zach told me after the game, it was our lowest chase and our lowest whiff of the season, and we scored two runs. So it's like, you know, you gotta six and one of a dozen the other. I think we scored two runs in that game, and we scored two runs. We had our most chase, we had our least, and we both scored two runs. But I would say that was the major thing that game. And the first one today was more just starting hits one 101 to the base of the wall in left center, and Carter hits one 101 to the base of the wall in center with two guys on. If either one of those balls goes out, it's a different ball game. And when you're playing good teams with Friday guys, man, the three-run homer changes the game. And we're going to have to be able to manufacture runs without that. With the north wind on Saturday, and then going into the Big Ten tournament, there's not going to be 101 mile an hour homers in the middle of the field at that graveyard. So.
Indiana concludes the regular season on Saturday at 2 p.m. with a senior day game against Michigan to decide the series and which team will be the higher seed in next week's Big Ten tournament. See you at the BART.